if if there is going to be in the future a tribunal for, we hope not, it's not necessary, but it sounds like maybe it will be with Darfur, with what's going on in Congo, who knows. If you were designing from the beginning, you were in charge of designing a tribunal, what suggestions would you make for improvement so that a tribunal could be perhaps more effective or easier to run efficiently, perhaps with less delay or whatever? I'm sure you've thought about what you could do or what you would think could improve without being critical here. It was set up very quickly without proper infrastructure to begin with, et cetera, et cetera. We understand this. But I'm interested in the components that you think would be helpful to make this even a better possibility.
If I am, you want to ask me to make expeditious, je n'ai pas bien compris, can you explain, please?
Ce que je veux savoir, c'est si vous avez des suggestions à faire au cas où il faudrait créer un autre tribunal pour certaines affaires, par exemple Darfour, on ne sait jamais. Quelles suggestions pouvez-vous faire en vue de l'amélioration de l'efficacité dans la gestion et la performance de ces tribunaux qu'on pouvait créer dans le même?
If you were saying to the UN, here you should do better.
Pour le moment, il y a la Cour pénale internationale qui est érigée pour juger les affaires criminelles internationales, les génocides, etc. Et je pense que ce tribunal est comme une fondation, une pierre de fondation pour le progrès des autres tribunaux internationaux, comme la Cour pénale internationale. Notre jurisprudence servira pour ces tribunaux. Et si j'y étais, bien sûr, si j'y suis, j'ai déjà acquis une certaine expérience ici. Donc peut-être au niveau des amendements, des textes, je pourrais amener quelque chose. Mais bon, il faut que j'y sois d'abord. et peut-être faire des suggestions. Par exemple, c'est un droit qui évolue en ce moment. Il n'est pas définitif. C'est un droit qui évolue toujours et de mieux en mieux pour être plus adapté aux situations de génocide ou situations de crimes sur le plan international. Donc je pense que ce droit est mouvant, il évolue, c'est un droit évolutif et je crois qu'il va s'améliorer de plus en plus grâce aux apports des gens qui sont expérimentés, grâce aux apports de ce tribunal, non pas de moi seul, mais de ce tribunal, de notre jurisprudence.
Ok. I think for now, there is the International Criminal Court, which has been set up to try international criminal matters such as genocide. My opinion is that the ICTR is a sort of forerunner, and it is like a foundation stone for that International Criminal Court and other international criminal jurisdictions which may be set up in due course. And our jurisprudence and case law in ICTR will also help in improving the instrument which will be governing those international criminal courts which will be set up for international criminal tribunals. Maybe some improvements can be made with my experience here. If I were to be a member of a group or a sort of think tank,
yes,
I may have some contributions to make towards improving the instruments which will govern whatever international criminal tribunals or courts will be set up. But we should also understand that law, as we know it, is dynamic, it's not static. It is constantly evolving. And as it is evolving, it will gradually be improved upon such that it will be adapting to the situations in international criminal matters as they will occur. And since it is evolving, it will be seeking greater efficiency. Thanks to the experience and critical mass of people who have already served in tribunals like this one, if they were to seek their opinions and contributions, they will have certainly concrete contributions to make towards improving the running and efficiency of other international tribunals. But you know, it's something which, until I am involved in such a thing, then I will be able to make my contributions.
But I will not be the only person.
Of course.
Yes, just a little, but I think it is this tribunal, l'ensemble des juges, mm-hmm. all the judges,
yes.
can do it.
Okay.
I think it is time.
Yeah. The last question. Uh-huh. You are now speaking to people 10, 15, 20, 25 years from now on this. Mm. If there's something you would like to say to them, that comes from your experience and your heart, you speak to the future. You are free now to say to the future, to your grandchildren, who will say, what a beautiful woman my grandmother was. if you would like to speak to, we invite you to say anything that is in your heart.
Eh bien, voilà, dans la tourmente qu'il y a maintenant dans le monde, les pays qui s'entre-déchirent, eh bien, je crois en une justice internationale. Et peut-être qu'elle n'est pas encore au point maintenant, mais je crois en la paix. Et il y a un désir de paix dans chaque cœur humain. Et je crois en ce désir de paix, je crois en la justice internationale. Et je voudrais donc le futur que tout... Je ne serai plus là, bien sûr, mais que tous devraient apporter son apport, sa brique, pour la construction de la paix dans le monde. Chacun d'entre nous.
Well, bearing in mind the turmoil the world over, countries tearing each other apart.
Congo now, maintenant Congo.
I really believe in international justice. I believe in peace. Maybe I will not be there tomorrow. But what I can say is that in each and every human being, there is a heart which has a desire for peace. I believe in peace. I believe in international justice.
And I think that each one, que chacun apportera sa
yes.
pierre pour la
and
construction.
And I think that each and every human being will make his contribution by way of one foundation stone towards global building, as we can say.
And so your grandchildren will know that you put your stone in the edifice of peace, I hope.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.